Colton Mercer delivers a 2-1, a broken bat that goes right up the middle, and coming at it is a shortstop, Sherry, who throws it over to first. So one down. As Carlson, once again, another broken bat that we've seen. That's the second this game. So Alex Duffy struck out twice. And the catcher, the left-hander, batting a 214 before today with three hits, two runs, and an RBI. Mercer way inside. It was a curveball. 1-0. Wasn't able to find the zone. Bottom eight. Rafters trail 2-1. There's the 1-0. Inside for a strike, 1-1. Colton Mercer, the left-hander, called upon as the 1-1 fouled on the backside, 1-2. Mercer ahead in the count, Duffy down. A guy that hasn't had a ton of work on the mound. Two games, but only three innings, so he's coming in here as the 1-2, swing and a miss inside as a curveball for strike number three. So the Woodchucks two down as this brings up Brandon Rogers, who's grounded out twice today. So Rogers, out of Iowa Western, got his hitting percentage up in the past couple games, batting .295. Wasn't able to get a hit last night. As first pitch on the way, inside for a strike, swing and a miss, 0-1. Colton Mercer, kick, wind up, deliver the 0-1. Down low, 4-1, 1-1. Bottom eight here. Rafters still trail 2-1. They've been out and hit 7-4. 1-1. Fouled on the right side. Rogers staying strong. A ball and two strikes. Coming set and serving the 1-2. Swing and a miss outside. Rogers went after it just a little bit late. So the Woodchucks have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the top of the ninth. Woodchucks 2, Rafters 1. We'll be back in a moment.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
Then I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth, we go, and, well, another pitcher, the fifth pitcher for today for the Rafters, Sidney Ferry, out of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, a Paw Paw, Michigan native, who's had four games already, a 3 1/3 innings pitched, allowing two hits. He's also acquired two strikeouts on 12 batters faced. So Raptors trail 2-1, and they were in the exact same position as last night. They were 2-1 down on the top of the ninth, so they were able to get strikeouts and outs from Julian Tristan. So it's Sydney Ferry's turn to hopefully deliver that. Jake Baker will step in 1-for-3 today. Ferry will come set, wind up and serve a fastball down the plate, but down low, 4-1-0. Fastball came to 89 miles per hour. Ferry will deliver the 1-0 as it's popped on the left side in foul territory. 1-1. Rafters, yesterday, exact same score. You're out hit 8-4 right now. And yesterday, there was a point in the game where they were out hit 8-4 as well. So 2-1, swinging a hard ground ball that goes into the glove of Conniff. The throw from second to first is right on time. So one down brings up Matt Del Sol in the bottom of the order. El Sol, who's already gotten a base hit today, and a guy that's 2-for-3. 2-for-3, he's had a big day batting in the 9-hole. One down, coming set, serving a curveball inside for ball 1-0. One down, Sydney Ferry, who hasn't had much work, and Wisconsin Stevens Point native serves a 1-0 pitch that's fouled on the backside, so 1-1. One out. The Rafters have committed two errors, which has really hurt them. Ferry delivers the 1-1. Going on a jam shot that drops into before Gurevich can get it, and he steps on the bag at first. So two down. Return to the top of the order as Brady Jurgela struck out swinging three times today and is grounded out as well. He's 0-for-4, so he's had a rough day at the plate in the leadoff position. Two down for Ferry. He's done his job. Ferry shakes it off twice. Likes to pitch and serve. Paints the outside edge for a strike on 1. Two down for the Raptors, top 9. They trail 2-1. The 0-1 down low, and it bounces into the glove of Duffy, so a ball on a strike. Two down here. Can the Raptors not allow a rally for the Woodchucks? The 1-1. Once again, outside and low for a ball 2-1. Sydney Ferry wearing number 28 and the 2-1. Down again for a ball 3-1. Brady Jurgela, 0-for-4 today, 3 strikeouts, the 3-1, way outside for ball number 4. So Jurgela will take first. Now this brings up the man who got a base hit on his last two at-bats, Brent Witter. Duffy calling towards Ferry saying, let's go, we got it. Having trust in his pitcher, there's two down. Swing and a miss outside for a strike on 1. Leading off is Jurgela. Top 9 here. Wisconsin Rapids has been out hit 8-4. As the pickoff attempt once again from Ferry over at first to Gurevich and sliding safe in time was Jurgela. Outside, Two outs. Sydney Ferry will deliver the 0-1. Popped on the right side. 0-2. So Ferry ahead in the count. 0-2 down. Is he able to get the third strike? And the pickoff attempt over at first, and sliding back was Jurgella. Ferry will come set. An 0-2 count, and once again putting Jurgella back towards that bag. Having an eye on him. Jurgella, the leadoff at first, once again. The 0-2 from Ferry. Swing and a foul tipped on the backside as Jurgella was ready to take second. Ferry will dig in. Once again, he knows that Jurgella looking to take second. The 0-2. Outside edge for a ball, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Ferry will gather himself and deliver and fouled once again on the backside from Witter. Count stays at 1-2. Two down here. And Ferry, make it three. Pushing Jurgella back towards the bag again. He slides safe at first, and another pickoff attempt. One and two. Coming set and serving a curveball outside, and Duffy not able to corral the ball in his hand, so Jurgella will take second with ease. And now a runner in scoring position. Count is at two apiece. Ferry with the ball behind his back. Glove right below his chin. Now comes set and serves the 2-2. Fouled once again on the backside behind home plate and popped up. 2-2. Brent Witter staying alive. Three runs he's been able to acquire for the Woodchucks. He's had two hits before coming into today. Had two hits as well, so four total hits for him. As the 2-2 driven on the left field side into near the bullpen where the Rafters pitchers are. So Brent Witter working the count. Out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. 2-2 from Ferry. Once again, popped foul side. Count remains at two. Two outs. So two down for the Rafters. They're one away. As Jurgella stands at second, Ferry will come set. Kick and deliver the 2-2. Swing and a drive that is going to drop before the third baseline. Heading for home is Jurgella, and the Woodchucks take a 3-1 lead. A massive hit for Brent Witter as he gets to second. Not what you need. Woodchucks now in the driver's seat. They lead 3-1. As Witter at second. And now bringing up Mike McGinnis. A Ferry shakes it off, and not what you needed. Rafters give up an all-important run for the Woodchucks. Swinging a ball driven out to the left field side in the exact same direction that just drops in foul territory as the one before. No balls and a strike. Well, Well, an opportunity for the Raptors where they were only down 2-1 and now a massive hit. An RBI double for Brent Witter to continue his hot day and Michael McGinnis is due up. The 0-1 outside in a curve for a ball 1-1. 1-1 count, 2 outs. Coming set and serving the 1-1 way inside for a ball, so 2 balls and a strike. Sidney Ferry, who was homeschooled growing up, has found his way to Wisconsin-Stevens Point. 2 outs, 2-1, way outside for a ball 3-1. 3-1 count. Witter leads off at second. Sidney Ferry delivers the 3-1. Swing and a line drive that drops in to the left field side. Gallison slides and picks it up. Rounding third, heading for home. And another run scores as Witter gets home. Not what you need. Woodchucks go up 4-1. And surely they can see this one out. Simon Cherry is due up in a big hit for McGinnis. He stands at first. In a game where it was 2-1, but the Woodchucks are in front here. Swinging the ball popped on the right side in foul side. So 0-1, still 2 down. Raptors had 2 down when it was a 2-1 score. With 2 big hits from Witter and McGinnis. So the 0-1. Swinging a grounder over to Carlson at third, and the throw right over to first is on the money. So Raptors get 3 outs, but they give up 2 runs as we head to the bottom of the ninth. They trail 4-1. We'll be back in a moment.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So bottom of the ninth we go, and unfortunately the Raptors gave up 2 runs in the top of this inning, so they've dug themselves a bigger hole than what's needed as they trail by 3 runs. They've been out hit 10-4. As we return to the top of the order, though, as Ty Johnson, guy looking for his first hit today, and Mercer will stand on the mound. He comes set and delivers a strike outside left edge of the plate, 0-1. So Johnson, the left-handed batter, on Mercer, the left-handed pitcher. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball over to first at Baker, who fields it in his glove and taps on the first base bag for one down. Raptors were down 2-1 yesterday heading into the bottom of the ninth, and they were able to get a walk-off off of a sacrifice grounder over to third that sent Gurevich home with only one out. But as the way things stand, it's going to take a large effort and is outside for a ball 1-0. Chris Conniff, Edmond, Oklahoma product, has had a base hit today. He's 1-for-3. The 1-0, swinging a bouncer over to Del Sol, fields in his glove, then throws across his body, and that goes behind Baker, so Conniff will take first in the first error of the game committed for Matt Del Sol and this Woodchucks defense. So perhaps the rally could be starting here in the bottom of the ninth. Garrett Broussard due up. And what seemed like a routine throw, Matt Del Sol just got a little bit sloppy there. So one down, Conniff stands at first, and Garrett Broussard is due up. Broussard was also able to get a base hit on his last appearance as a wild pitch from Mercer that goes behind Schroeder. Taking second is Conniff, and a runner in scoring position for the Raptors. Can something magical happen again? Some late game heroics. Is it in the script? Leading off at second is Conniff. Broussard faces a 1-0 count. Mercer will come set and fire. Broussard, a grounder over to Sherry, the shortstop. The throw over to first is on time for two down. Conniff will remain at second. And now the final out. Jack Gurevich. Going to need everything from the Raptors. Going to need hits, people on, down 4-1. Here, two down. Woodchucks would regain first place in the Great Lakes West Division as the Raptors' six-game win streak would come to an end as a strike across the plate. Two down. Two strikes away. No one won here. The 0-1. Driven on the left field side. In foul territory. 0-2. Two outs. 0-2. Colton Mercer looking for his final strike in the closeout today as he sets and delivers the 0-2 way behind Schroeder, and taking third is Conniff. So a wild pitch, 1-2 count. Colton Mercer, perhaps just that ball got away from him. Each team 8-5 record. Woodchucks on the verge of getting their ninth win. Raptors are going to fall. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Outside edge for strike number three. And that will do it. The Woodchucks split the series, and they win 4-1 on a day where the Raptors only had four hits compared to Wausau's 10. What really hurt the Raptors is they committed two errors, and that allowed Wausau to get a run in the top of the fourth, which then they followed it up with a run in the top of the seventh. Raptors got one back in the bottom half of the inning, but the big decider was two runs for Wausau in the top of the ninth. So Wausau will improve to 9-5 and take first place in the Great Lakes West Division. The Raptors' six-game win streak comes to an end as they fall to 8-6. But tomorrow they will hit the road into Lakeshore as they take on the Lakeshore Chinooks for a two-game series. First pitch is slotted at 6:35 for a Raptors game where it just didn't go the way it planned out to here on Latino Night. For everybody at WFHR, my name is Joey Fier saying so long from Winterfield. We'll see you tomorrow at Lakeshore.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, we'll be right back.
Two songs forever connected with one another, Southern Man by Neil Young and Its Response, Sweet Home Alabama by Leonard Skinnerd. Both those songs don't need much introduction. I think most people know the relationship they have. But did you know there was another song that was written in response to Sweet Home Alabama? That's right. In 1980, on his album Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School, Warren Zevon wrote a song that we're going to be playing in just a moment that talks about the darker side of Southern life. It's rude, it's crude, and it's pretty funny, but it may also offer a glimpse of the healing power of music as well, as cliche as that is. Here's Warren Zevon with Play It All Night Long.
Grandpa pissed his pants again. He don't give a damn. Brother Billy has both guns drawn. He ain't been right since Vietnam. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Daddy's doing Sister Sally. Grandma's dying of cancer now. We'll get through somehow. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. I'm going down to the Dewdrop Inn. See if I can drink enough. There ain't much to country living. Sweat, piss, jizz, and blood. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast.
The Bobettes there with their big hit from 1957, Mr. Lee. A nice, fun little song about being in a good relationship, having fun, being in love, right? Well, sometimes bands do a response song to their own song, and that's exactly what the Bobettes did. And oh my goodness, this relationship went south really, really quickly. Here they are with their follow-up song, I Shot Mr. Lee. Yikes. And on that happy note, we're going to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we have a single, yes, a classic vinyl 45 from the 1980s, whose songs on both sides had some connection to an answer song. So we got a whole bunch of songs to play coming up, all connected together. It's kind of fun. You'll want to hear what it's all about, everyone, when we come back on WFHR.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a row.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, She has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Looking like a born again, living like a heretic, listening to Arthur Lee records, making all your friends feel so guilty about their cynicism, and the rest of their generation, not even the government, are gonna stop you now, but are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be
heartbroken?
Pumped up full of vitamins, unaccountable of seriousness. You say you're so happy now, you can hardly stand. Or lean over on the bookcase, if you really want to get straight, read Norman Mailer, or get a new tailor. Are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be
heartbroken?
Are you ready to bleed? What would it take, what would it take to wipe that smile off of your face? Are you ready to be, are you ready to bleed?
faithful listeners to Seth Faces the Music will no doubt recall that I have played both of those songs on separate occasions on different shows, but here they are together for the first time. First off, Lloyd Cole and the Commotions with Are You Ready to Be Heartbroken? And the answer song to that that happened about a decade later, Camera Obscura with Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken. Now here's an interesting fact. That single by Lloyd Cole and the Commotions had a B-side. And the B-side was a song called Steven, You Don't Eat Meat. That seems rather obscure. Well, what they're referring to there is the band The Smiths, whose lead singer Morrissey, whose first name is Steven, had an album and a song called Meat is Murder that espoused his vegetarian views and why he held them. Now, the song Steven, You Don't Eat Meat was actually a much bigger hit for a singer by the name of Sandy Shaw. So we'll be going with that one today, but we're going to start it off here with The Smiths. Here's a classic cut, Meat is Murder.
Oh, WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.